Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour, toll free. More of your calls coming up, 800-941-SEAN, if you'd like to be a part of the program. I have gone through a couple of times so far this week, and I'm going to remind you some of the highlights of the level of radical appeasement of the number one state sponsor of terror, and that is Iran. It started in the Obama-Biden administration. If you remember, you know, the amount of money that would become available to the Iranian regimes that had been sanctioned and held up in foreign banks, it was up to $150 billion. Now, why was it being held up? So they can't use that money to foment more terrorism. And don't forget the plane load of cash and other currencies that Obama sent over to Iran to make the Iranian mullahs rich again. And, of course, you know, Biden played a role in that deal. It is beneath the dignity of this institution here. He said this as vice president about Republican senators who wrote that Iran's leaders and their warnings that any nuclear deal between the U.S. and Iran would likely be short-lived. Well, why would they believe it? There wasn't even a mandate. And then guess what? Joe Biden gets elected president in 2020. Donald Trump brought back the sanctions against Iran, got rid of this insane Iranian deal. Joe Biden gets into office and he gets sworn in January of 2021. By March of 2021, well, the United States is importing 66,000 barrels of oil a day from the number one state sponsor of terror, and turning a blind eye to the Iranian mullahs and the sanctions that were on the books in place, selling their oil abroad. And estimates range anywhere from $80 billion to, you know, $100+ billion of monies that they made so they can foment even more terrorism. This is insane. And then, of course, the hostage deal is made, and Biden agreed to give them $6 billion more dollars, which I don't believe got transferred in the end, but he made the deal. And then Biden signed a waiver on sanctions when it came to the Iraqis and payments that they owed the Iranians for electricity. And that's $10 billion more in the coffers of mullahs in Iran, the same people funding the Houthi rebels, the same people that, according to reports, were involved in every stage of the plotting and the planning and the scheming and providing the military equipment for Hamas to attack Israel. This is the worst terror attack in their history on October 7th, 1,200 dead Israelis, hundreds taken hostage. How many people were raped and brutalized that day? Well, where did they get the money for all of this? Where did the money ever come from? Everyone says, well, you got to take care of the Palestinian people. Where did the money come from to build the network, the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles of terror tunnels that I've been in, sophisticated as they are, all throughout the region, and in the southern part of Israel, in Gaza, into Israel, so they can kill and capture Israelis. You know, Biden continued, you know, Iran's access to the $10 billion after their proxy killed three American soldiers. It was 6 weeks later. This was the attack in Jordan. And President Biden approved a sanctions waiver giving Tehran more access of more than $10 billion. And then anyway, so this terror attack, the worst in Israel's history, happens. And what does Biden do? He keeps calling for immediate ceasefires. He keeps chastising and criticizing Israel for trying to win the war on terrorism that was started by the terror group Hamas, who in its charter calls for the destruction of Israel. An immediate ceasefire is essential. Now, when asked to make a comment about the threat of Iran attacking Israel before the attack, what was his response? One word: don't. Hey, Joe, they did. They did, Joe. And now Israel, if they do not retaliate, they will be setting themselves up in the region up that Iran will feel emboldened and can act with impunity and attack anytime they want. And for Joe Biden to tell our number one ally that, no, we're not going to support any offensive action, any retaliation, when they should be telling Israel it very clear, there's no moral ambiguity, win your war on terror. But it's not just Joe. It's the entire radicalized Democratic Party. The whole party has become the radical squad. Chuck Schumer calling for new elections as Israel is in a fight for its very survival. Wow. Nancy Pelosi, you know, calling for Biden to stop any transfer of any weapons to Israel as they are fighting back radical Islamic terrorism. You know, then, of course, you have AOC and the squad and Congresswoman Tlaib, you know, all accusing Biden of supporting genocide. And then Biden gets the scare of his life. Over 100,000 people in Michigan vote uncommitted as it comes to the Democratic primary election in Michigan. 18.9% of Democratic voters, over 50,000, same thing in Wisconsin. So Joe Biden has chosen his blind political ambition over standing against radical Islamic terrorism. Never thought America would sink that low. That's a low for Joe. And John Kirby denying any knowledge about unfreezing billions of dollars for Iranian leaders. Listen.
Now that we know that the Iranians do not listen to President Biden's public warnings, is there any regret here about unfreezing billions of dollars for Iranian leaders during the president's administration?
What unfreezing are you talking about?
He unfroze billions of dollars.
For Iranian leaders?
Yeah.
Really? I don't think so.
Okay,
so first of all,
it's for humanitarian purposes, but doesn't that...
But you don't believe me.
Well, doesn't that free up money for them to spend on other stuff? Where do you get the money for an unprecedented number of munitions to fire at Israel?
So first of all, I'm betting if they're sitting in Tehran, they're taking it seriously when President Biden says he's going to defend Israel. We put skin in the game, a whole heck of a lot of it, and knocked almost everything out of the sky. So I'm betting they're taking it pretty seriously. And as for this this unfreezing, none of those funds, funds set up in an account, by the way, by the previous administration, goes directly to the supreme leader of the IRGC, can only be used for humanitarian purposes, and we're watching that account very, very closely to make sure that that's what happens.
Anyway, joining us now is Congressman Stubbe, Greg Stubbe, in Florida's 17th district. He's moving forward with 60-plus GOP House colleagues to designate 11 Iranian proxies as foreign terrorist organizations. Congressman, welcome back to the program. Anything you would add to the history that I'm trying to lay out here?
No, and I think you did. First, thanks for having me on. I think you did an excellent job laying out all of the failures of this Biden administration and how they have enriched, emboldened Iran to do what they're doing. I mean, right before Hamas attacked Israel, I think it was 2 months before, the Biden administration gave $350 million to the, quote, Palestinian Authority for, quote, humanitarian aid, which you very well laid out is going to fund terrorism. That money, we know now, we've known for a long time, goes to fund terrorism, and this administration is continuing to do it. And I think you made a very good point, which is why people ask me all the time, why would Democrats do this? Why would Democrats not stand with Israel? Why would Democrats give more money to the Iranians? And you hit the point. It's because the far left of their party and the progressives in their party, the pro-Palestinians in their party, will not vote Democrat and not vote for Joe if he doesn't go up against Israel and not stand with the Iranians and the pro-Palestinian type people. So it's completely a political calculation, and I hope it blows up in their face and every Jewish American that cares about their homeland and cares about Israel votes for President Trump, knowing that President Trump will stand with those people in Israel.
Israel never had a more reliable and better friend than Donald J. Trump, starting with moving the embassy out of Tel Aviv into Jerusalem, its rightful place. Supporting Israel in their battle against radical terrorism, the Abraham Accords. And I think he pulled off something that he never got enough credit for, and that was building a coalition that consisted of the U.S., Israel, Egypt, Jordan, the Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and they all aligned together, sharing intelligence at levels that they'd never done before, all against Iranian hegemony. I could tell you because I know for a fact that Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, all of these countries, they do not support Iran, and they see Iran rightly so. They have more moral clarity than the president of this country in terms of understanding the clear and present danger that Iran poses the world and how their radical ideology of convert or die coupled with nuclear weapons would result probably in a modern day Holocaust. And that is not hyperbole.
Oh, absolutely. And Trump was the only person in the history of our country, in the world, that was able to bring all those people together in agreement on that. And it's just amazing to me how far left this administration has gone. And that myself,
it's not just the administration though, is it? It's the entire Democratic, the radicalized Democratic Party. Basically, they are led by the squad. They are the squad.
Oh, we've been voting the last couple of days on bills that would be pro-Israel going against Iranian proxies. And just look at the number of Democrats that are voting against it. 5 years ago, Democrats wouldn't have voted against this and would have stood with us and stood in Israel for Israel. And you're right. The entire party has lurched to the left because politically, you hit it on the head. They know that they can't upset those in the Muslim community, the pro-Palestinian community that are far left progressives in their party to not vote for Joe in November.
Quick break, right back. And when we come back, we'll hit the phones toll free. Our number is 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program as we continue. All right, our final moments with Congressman Greg Stube. He is with Florida 17th District as we continue our discussion. Did you ever think you'd see in America, in the halls of Congress, did you ever think you'd see on college campuses all around the country? Did you ever think you'd see worldwide, all over Europe, other continents like Australia, etc.? Did you ever think you'd see such virulent hatred, radicalized anti-Semitism in your lifetime? Because I never thought I would.
No, and not only anti-Semitism, but anti-American. I mean, you see people in
America. Oh, you mean like death to America being chanted in Michigan? You mean that?
Yep.
You don't have a problem with that, Congressman, do you? I mean, everybody should be able to chant death to their own country, right? That's not a problem?
Yeah, and right down the hallway for me is a pro-Palestinian flag in front of Rashida Tlaib's office. And never in a million years did you think that I certainly in my lifetime would have experienced this. But this was a calculated decision all the way back to the Obama administration to allow immigration from all these different countries that are pro-Palestinian, that are pro-Somalian, that are changing the dynamic greatly in America.
Well, I never thought that Joe Biden would allow 10 million unvetted illegal immigrants from and tens of thousands coming from China, Russia, Iran, Syria, Egypt, and Afghanistan. But that's exactly what I keep telling people every day. And I don't have any doubt in my mind at all whatsoever that Joe Biden has allowed terror cells into this country. And they probably are currently plotting, planning, scheming the next 9/11, the next October 7th or worse, and it, we will see it. It's not a matter of when, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when this is going to happen. And I got to imagine it's probably going to be sooner rather than later.
Well, don't forget the 40,000 Chinese Communist Party, the over 30,000 Russians that are all coming in here not to live the American dream, but to destroy America. Even the FBI Director Wray, not too long ago, who's in the Biden administration, has said that this is a very dangerous time and they expect some.
Well, it's the third congressional appearance he's made where he said it. I have a question. Why isn't Director Wray, who's the head of the FBI, why isn't he demanding that Biden enforce our immigration law?
Amen. Amen.
You have an answer to that? I don't know. I think in that sense, if he understands the nature of the threat and it's never been this severe, which he keeps saying, why isn't he doing something about it?
Yep, because we all know it's coming from the southern border, and we all know that they're doing this intentionally and deliberately, again, for a political purpose, but it's not making America safe. It's actually creating terrorism havens and opportunities to attack Americans.
Pretty scary times. Congressman Greg Stube, Florida 17th District. What does your district consist of? Where are you?
Sarasota, Charlotte, and Lee counties. The South.
Yeah, you got one of the best seats in Congress, by the way. Just saying.
Yeah. Everybody's moving there.
I guess. Yeah, exactly. But anyway, we appreciate you being with us. Congressman Stube, 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. So when I got word on Friday that this attack by Iran, the number one state sponsor of terrorism, was going to happen against Israel, I got very alarmed. I had a couple of friends that I knew were in Israel for varying reasons. And John Andrasik, for example, he was there to sing that song. We'll play it again maybe tomorrow. We'll have John on the program. But he was there and he was literally, you know, singing his music before the people of Israel just hours before this unprecedented attack by the Iranian regime. Another friend of mine was there, somebody everybody's familiar with, and it's the great one, Mark Levin. So it was literally during this radio program, I'm feverishly typing away and texting away, Mark, are you awake? Mark, are you awake? I'm texting his family. Is anybody there? I need you to get a hold of Mark. Call Mark. Call Mark. Call Mark. Tell him I needed to talk to him. Tell him it's an emergency. Tell him it's an emergency. Because I have very good sources in Washington, and they told me that they thought it was likely going to happen after sunset on Friday. It ended up happening on Saturday. Mark, by some miraculous way, you know, it's 6 hours later. He was asleep, and he woke up. He saw my text, and he called me immediately. I said, Mark, this is real. These sources are impeccable. And he said he understood, and he had been hearing similar things himself. And anyway, he was there up until yesterday, and now he's home safe. I assume you're going to be on your radio program in, about 20 minutes from right now, and you're going to tell a lot more. I'm not trying to steal your thunder here. I just wanted to say, first, welcome home, and I'm grateful you're okay. And you had a lot of interesting things that you were telling me while you were there. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. First of all, I will tell you, I had no fear whatsoever. I mean, you had one of the greatest militaries on the face of the earth that has dealt with this really day in and day out in one form or another, and that's the Israeli military, backed up by the greatest military on the face of the earth, the United States military. And the only fear you would have is that Joe Biden would screw things up. He pretty much did. I was watching reports at the time, Sean, about how the people are psychologically affected. The people in Israel are a very, very strong people. And I saw it more in the middle of this than ever before. Let me tell you something. These people are warriors. They are not backing down. They have nowhere to go, Sean. They can't just agree to whatever Biden says, or the chancellor of Germany or the UN. They have nowhere to go. This has been their land for 4,000 years, and they are not going anywhere. And they will fight to the end if they have to. The only people holding them back from literally crushing Iran are the Democrats, are the Europeans, and Biden and so forth and so on.
Biden's been the worst, but I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
As far as I'm concerned, and my wife, my mother-in-law, my stepson who were there, we were fine. But I want the American people to understand, when you go in a hotel there, there are signs to the nearest shelter everywhere. When you walk down the streets, there's signs on the nearest shelter everywhere. This country is under constant siege by Iran. Missiles are coming today as we speak from Hezbollah, which is a massive terrorist army that has destroyed Lebanon. They assassinated the former president of Lebanon to take it over, who was Christian. It was a Christian-Muslim country. It was a real pearl in the Middle East. It was a fantastic democracy. They destroyed it. Lebanon, the Gaza Strip, the PLO, now Iraq, Yemen. And so this whole thing about a two-state solution shows you what a bunch of ignoramuses we're dealing with. What two-state solution? Iran's not interested in a two-state solution. Iran's interested in control, including with us. And what really upsets me, Sean, is as I was sitting there thinking about it, I was sitting in this shelter. I was pissed off.
Look, can I confirm one thing?
Yes.
You remember, and I've been to Israel a number of times, as you have been. And during one of those trips is when I went into the terror tunnels. And this was in the middle of a flare-up. I saw a rocket literally explode, you know, 200 or 300 yards away from me while I was there. I went to a place to eat one day. I went back the next day, and the parking lot, cars had been bombed out from the night before. I went to a town called Sderot, which is on the border of Gaza. You can see Gaza with the naked eye, and this is where 10,000 plus rockets at that time had been fired into that one border town alone. And I saw the remnants of recovered rockets in the police station when I was there. And this is the town where I went into the underground playground bunkers. Kids can't play outdoors because if they fire a rocket, it's there in 10 to 13 seconds. They don't have enough time to get to safety. So the kids never come out. And let me just reaffirm a point you made.
Mm-hmm.
I was asking the people, because this was during a flare-up, too, and the kibbutz had got hit the night before, which is a neighborhood in Israel. And I was asking the people, why do you stay? And they looked at me like I was insane. Mm-hmm. And the answer was an affirmative. This is our home. We're not leaving. And I was stunned at the answer, because I thought, well, what would I do? And I said, I'd probably try and find a safer place to live and let my kids get some vitamin D and play outside. But I from my experience, what you are saying, this is the threat they have lived under their whole lives since the UN partition plan in 48.
Mm-hmm. And Sean, here's the problem. You have all these people calling Netanyahu, telling him what to do and so forth. He said that he appreciates all the advice and different suggestions, but he's going to do what he needs to do. The people of Israel want Iran to be hit. You cannot defend yourself by simply defending yourself. You got to take out the missile silos and other things. And from my perspective, when you listen to Joe Biden, this is very, very important. When he said the United States will not support Israel should it go on offense, he's saying that includes should Israel go after the nuclear sites, they will not support Israel. Bottom line, America, is Joe Biden has already telegraphed to Iran that they can go ahead with their nuclear program. He has effectively funded their nuclear program. He's effectively funded their terrorism acts through Hamas and Hezbollah and the PLO and the rest against Israel. He's actually transferred more money, directly and indirectly, to Iran than to Ukraine. And he has had no support from the United States Congress. They don't even ask the United States Congress what this man is doing. And the fact of the matter is, I don't want to get into my conversations I had with top people over there, but I have my own view, and I also posted it, and I told you about it. A lot of this was choreographed. I've never seen drones come in that have lights on them. What the hell do drones have lights on them for? Nobody puts lights on drones. When you shoot them at night, the whole point is to shoot them at night. They came in with lights. I saw it. They came in with lights on them. And why? Because they wanted them to be hit. They wanted to go through this process. That's not to say the strategic defense activities aren't very, very important. But if Iran was going to attack Israel a different way, it would have been more difficult for Israel to defend. And Israel would have gone on immediate offense. People need to understand, the Israeli Air Force is one of the greatest air forces on the planet. These pilots, they take the jets that we sell them, whether they're F-15s, F-16s, now F-35s, and so, and they change them. They add more technology. And the deal is, when they develop more technology and add more technology, they agree to share it with the United States. It's the same with these various defense missiles, the Patriot missiles and everything. They've been in a collaboration with the United States for almost 30 years. Their missile defense system is the most advanced on the face of the earth, more advanced than ours. How many missile defense systems do we have in the United States? I happen to know. I can't divulge that because when I was a justice, I know. But it is not even close to defending this nation. We have batteries of them and so forth. So as they advance, the Iron Dome, the Slingshot, they have four different types that I'm aware of. There could be more of missile defense systems depending on the types of missiles that are fired. And the reason is it's extremely expensive, and they share that information with the United States. It's one of the reasons India has such a close relationship with Israel, because they're facing down China. And they need the technology to protect themselves, too.
So this, well, why is it that Russia and China, and I'm sure that Russia in particular would not mind sharing with Iran, why is it they have hypersonic missiles and we don't, Mark?
Because we're in a suicide mission right now, where we'll spend a fortune on everything, more than is necessary, except our security. And I want to add one last point on this, Sean. I don't care what people say. If we don't fund with arms, if we don't provide arms to Israel, to Taiwan, and Ukraine, we got a huge problem on our hands, because these are our allies. They're the ones putting lives on the line, in one case to fight Iran and terrorism, the other to confront and stand up to China. The other is Putin, who wants to cut through Ukraine. I don't care what people keep saying. He wants to cut through Ukraine, and he's aimed at the Balkans and Poland. And you're afraid of a world war? You're afraid of that sort of thing? These little countries, they're little countries. Taiwan against China, Ukraine against Russia, Israel against the entire friggin' Middle East. These people are standing up. They're putting their lives on the line. They're doing everything they can. And it's not like we have, I've said enough. Can I say one quick thing on this impeachment thing? I want to bring up the Constitution very, very quickly, then I'll let you go. And I say this not as a braggart. Nobody has studied impeachment more than I have. And I've studied the great scholars, Raoul Berger, Professor Charles Allen, all the rest. I've gone back and I looked at that clause, high crimes and misdemeanors. I went back and looked at English common law. I went back and looked at what the parliament used to do vis-a-vis the king and so forth and so on. This is, with the Mayorkas impeachment, it is beyond an overwhelming case of high crimes and misdemeanors. It's not a policy issue which they throw out there. That's number one. Number two, there's not a single word in the history of the debates on our Constitution, and impeachment was the second most debated issue beside the office of the presidency, about the Senate dismissing an impeachment that's brought by the House of Representatives. So you're dismissing an impeachment with 51 votes, in this case 51 Democrats, when you're supposed to have a trial, and if you want to find somebody not guilty, you're required to have a supermajority of two-thirds votes. So by blowing out the whole process, first time in American history. Oh, they'll bring up some of these ridiculous cases. A guy resigned or something. I'm not talking about that. This guy didn't resign. There he is. And to say that, there's nothing that says we can't. You look at the Constitution. They twisted the 14th Amendment on the ballot. They twist the impeachment clause on this. They impeach the election process where the state legislatures are supposed to have a role, not the election boards and the mayors and the city. They are eviscerating our Constitution. They are bulldozing it. And they're supposed to hold a trial. Doesn't have to be a long trial, but they're supposed to hold a trial in the Senate. And if they want to find Mayorkas not guilty, then find him not guilty.
I agree with you. And, you know, 41 Republicans can insist on it and bring the Senate to a screeching halt, as we all know. And it is their constitutional duty to do so. I'm glad you're home safe. Welcome back. I know you're going to have a lot to say in your radio show coming up. Thank you, my friend. Welcome home. We've been telling you Mike Lindell and all his employees at MyPillow, they no longer have the support of big box stores or the shopping channels. They themselves have found themselves part of this cancel culture, but now they're going directly to you. their customers, their loyal customers, and all the savings that they incur here, guess what? They want to pass it on to you. And right now they're doing it in the form of their $25 extravaganza sale. Now, when Mike Lindell started MyPillow, he only sold pillows. Now MyPillow has hundreds of products. You want to check them all out? Well, they're having their $25 extravaganza. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity square, use the promo code Hannity. You get, for example, two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel set, you guessed it, $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size or loft level, just $25. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity square for these $25 deals. You get free shipping on orders over $75. Enter the promo code Hannity or mention my name when you call 800-919-6090 because this amazing extravaganza sale won't last long. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity square.
Covers the real truth, about the politics of D.C. He's your watchdog on Big Brother every day. Hannity is on right now.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. A viral video by an Iranian-American. I don't know if you saw this video, Linda. Alicia Laban is a name, very, very compelling. She will join us tonight. Senator Josh Hawley tonight. He was on fire yesterday. Aaron Cohn has been phenomenal on Israel. Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who has basically gone after Biden on a law legal matter in a suit that he's filed. He'll join us and much more. It's all coming up. Set your DVR. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on Fox News. We'll see you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible. All right, it's another morning. You're all set for work. You grab your coffee, you head on out the door, and your car decides today, well, they don't feel like starting. Panic sets in. You're not just late, but you're stranded. Now get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield.com. Now, they are the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems. Call CarShield today at 800-587-5060 or check them out online at CarShield.com/Hannity. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistant. They give you help with a flat or a lockout, and they also have rental car options. Now save 20%, get a free quote by calling 800-587-5060 or check them out online, carshield.com/Hannity. Get peace of mind with CarShield, 800-587-5060, carshield.com/Hannity. You save 20% today.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest stars in country music will be taking the stage at our 2024 iHeart Country Festival, presented by Capital One.
iHeart Country.
Jason Aldean. Keith Urban. Jelly Roll. Old Dominion. Lady A. Riley Green. Ashley McBride. Brothers Osborne. Walker Hayes. All hosted by Bobby Bones at Austin's Moody Center. Saturday, May 4th. Stream only on Hulu. Starting at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.